In this bulletin, British PM Boris Johnson to stay after surviving a confidence vote in the UK Parliament. Interest rates set to rise again as the Reserve Bank meets today. And in sport, the Socceroos get a World Cup rev up from one of Australia's greatest ever. With all the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Tina Quinn. A very good morning to you, and we turn first to the UK, where the Prime Minister Boris Johnson has survived a no-confidence vote in the British Parliament, meaning he will remain as leader of the United Kingdom. The motion was brought about by his own Conservative Party, with Tory MPs voting 211 to 148 in favour of Mr Johnson. The result was announced by Chairman of the 1922 Committee, Sir Graham Brady, who says the party has confidence in the Prime Minister.
I can report as returning officer that 359 ballots were cast, no spoiled ballots, that the vote in favour of having confidence in Boris Johnson as leader was 211 votes, and the vote against was 148 votes. And therefore, I can announce that the Parliamentary Party does have confidence. Yeah.
The outcome means he cannot face another no-confidence motion for at least a year. Prior to the vote, Deputy Prime Minister Dominic Raab said it was time to move past Partygate and focus on other matters.
We've no doubt had a period of sustained distractions, and the Partygate issue was significant, but we've also had the conclusion of the police investigation, the conclusion of the Sue Gray report, and I think it's time to draw a line in the sand on that. The Prime Minister has apologised, he's overhauled Number 10, and I think what people and our constituents most expect is us to be focusing on them.
The vote was triggered after 54 MPs officially called for Mr Johnson to step down from the top job, following a damning report into the lockdown parties held at his Downing Street residence. Anthony Albanese and his Indonesian counterpart have held their first meeting in Jakarta, making a joint address as the two nations seek to deepen bilateral ties. The Prime Minister announced support for green technology projects, as well as postgraduate scholarships for Indonesian students, and the establishment of an Office of Southeast Asia in the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade. Anthony Albanese also announced support for more Australians to learn Bahasa Indonesia. It's in line with the new government's wider efforts to strengthen relations in Southeast Asia and the Indo-Pacific.
Indonesia is on track to be one of the world's five largest economies. Revitalising our trade and investment relationship is a priority for my government, and it's why we plan to work with Indonesia to realise the potential of the Indonesia-Australia Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement. Our economic ministers will meet regularly, and we will continue to secure the backing of business on both sides.
Prime Minister Albanese also confirmed he would attend the G20 summit hosted by the nation later this year, despite calls to boycott the meeting, which is also expected to be attended by Russian President Vladimir Putin. The Reserve Bank is today set to continue its interest rate rising agenda, with expectations of either a 25 or even a 40 basis point increase. That would lift the repayment on a 25-year $500,000 loan by as much as $106 a month. But homeowners have been warned it's unlikely to end there, with expectations the official cash rate could rise from its current level of 0.35 to 2.5% by the end of 2023. That would increase the repayment on a $500,000 loan by more than $650 by the end of next year. City Index analyst Tony Sycamore says the Reserve Bank is likely to follow the lead of other central banks around the world.
We are an inflationary environment, and we're also in an environment of aggressive central bank rate hikes. BOC, RBNZ, Federal Reserve, the RBA, I think, will probably toe the line in that respect as well.
Elon Musk is threatening to walk away from his $61 billion bid to buy Twitter, accusing the company of refusing to give him information about its spam bot accounts. Lawyers for the Tesla and SpaceX CEO made the threat in a letter to Twitter, which was included in a filing from the social media platform with the Securities and Exchange Commission. The letter says Mr. Musk has repeatedly asked for the information since the 9th of May, about a month after his offer to buy the company, so he could evaluate how many of the platform's 229 million accounts are fake. Shares of Twitter Inc. tumbled more than 5% at the opening bell on Monday. A man has been killed and several injured in a tour bus crash in remote central Australia. The accident occurred near Hermannsburg, 125 kilometres west of Alice Springs in the Northern Territory. Police say the man died at the scene. The injured passengers were treated by paramedics and medical staff at a clinic in the remote Aboriginal community. The NT Major Crash Unit and WorkSafe are investigating the incident. Turning to sport now, and Australia's all-time leading goalscorer has delivered a pep talk to the Socceroos ahead of their crucial World Cup qualifier in Qatar. Tim Cahill spoke to the players as they prepared for tomorrow morning's must-win clash with the United Arab Emirates. Coach Graham Arnold saying the squad got a lot out of Cahill's address.
Timmy was fantastic and he just drove the message. I had to ask one question to him, that was, how does it feel to you to go to a World Cup, Timmy? You know, you've been to four. How does it feel? And he spoke with so much emotion and pride that I would gather, and I'm sure that all the players really resonated with that.
Meanwhile, war-ravaged Ukraine's qualifying dream for the World Cup is over after an own goal in the 34th minute sent Wales back to the World Cup for the first time in 64 years. And that's all the latest from the SBS Newsroom. I'm Tina Quinn.